Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we're going to be studying the subject of faith. In Galatians 3:11, we find the scripture, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith." And that scripture found in Galatians 3:11 is a quote from the Old Testament, from Habakkuk 2:4, where it says, "The just shall live by his faith." We're going to talk about this very fascinating subject of faith this week. And today I want to discuss with you, what is faith? There is much teaching in the body of Christ on the subject of faith, but I want to talk about biblical faith. In Hebrews 11:1, we find the classic scripture often quoted about faith. And I'll read it to you in just a moment. But the Greek word that is translated faith in Hebrews 11:1 means very simply a firm persuasion or a conviction based upon hearing, according to Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. A firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing. Are you firmly persuaded today that whatever God says, He will do? Are you firmly persuaded? Do you have a deep conviction based upon hearing the Word of God that what God has promised, He will bring to pass? In Hebrews 11:1 in the King James Version, we find these words, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Amplified Translation says it this way, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality." I like this part. It says, "Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." Faith perceiving as a real fact what is not perceived or revealed to the senses. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things that we hope for. It's the literal evidence of things that we have not yet seen. I like what St. Augustine said many centuries ago. He said, "Faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we believe." That is a fantastic explanation of the type of Bible faith we're going to talk about today. In John 20:29, we find the scripture where Jesus chides the apostle Thomas for not believing him and not having faith because he had not seen him when he got the report from the other disciples that Jesus was alive. And in John 20:29, Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, do you now believe, trust, and have faith? Blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed and adhered to and trusted and relied on me." That's the Amplified Version of John 20:29. Jesus said to him, "Do you now believe, Thomas, because you've seen me? Blessed is the person who's never seen me and yet has believed." Is that you today? You've never seen Jesus face to face, but do you believe Him? Do you believe His words? Do you believe what He says is true and whatever God has said in His word will come to pass for the person who will stand fast and be firmly persuaded? In Romans 4:19-21, we see the great testimony of Abraham's faith. And Abraham was that kind of a faith person that could believe before he saw, the kind of person St. Augustine was talking about when he said, "Faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we believe." Abraham was a very old man when the promise of God came to him that he would have a son, and this son was to be through his wife, Sarah, who was also way far gone in her years in terms of physically being able to bear a child. And yet, in Romans 4:19 through 21, we see this great commendation of Abraham's faith. It says, he did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver or doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. Are you fully persuaded today? Are you not allowing unbelief or distrust to make you waver or question the promise of God for your life? Do you have a promise of God that you're standing fast and believing? Whether it's a promise for the return of a prodigal son or daughter, whether it's the promise of healing for your physical body, or whether it's the promise of financial blessing where you have been waiting on God to turn your financial situation around as you've been faithful to do what his word says in tithing and offering. And his word does promise to the giver, to the tither, to the one who brings offerings to the Lord, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out more blessing than you can contain. But you have to stand fast and, like Abraham, believe before you see the promise come to pass. You know, faith is a heart belief. It's not sense knowledge. Our senses, our five senses, are constantly giving us input. And the natural mind bases all of its convictions upon what it can see, what it hears, what it tastes or smells or can touch as being the reality of the situation. And yet, God calls us to live a different type of lifestyle. We're called to be people who live by faith and not by sight. And the people who live by faith believe what they do not yet see. And as the reward of that faith, as St. Augustine said it so eloquently, is that we will then see what we have believed. When we were first married, my husband and I, during our first year of marriage, felt the Lord call us to move from where we were living in California to Florida, which is the home of my family. And we made arrangements to get a little truck to drive across the country. We loaded it with all our worldly possessions and our dog, and we began this exciting adventure to drive cross country from the West Coast to the East Coast. And in the process of doing that, we had purchased a little small truck with a little camper trailer on it to cover our possessions, and launched off into this journey and decided we'd stop in Arizona by the Grand Canyon on our way. Well, we had, let's say, a fight of faith to get from one coast to the other. When we hit the Grand Canyon, our car's engine threw a rod, requiring our entire engine of the little truck to be replaced. That was a major blow in every way, financially, time-wise, everything was just attacked. Well, we got that squared away after about a week and a half and set out again. By the time we hit Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we're just leaving that city, our little truck, the timing chain broke because they had not put a new timing chain on it when they replaced the engine, and it broke, leaving us stranded on a literal cliff in a narrow pass outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. That got resolved, another tow truck ride, and we're off again trying to get across the country. By the time we reached Oklahoma City, the truck was sounding terrible, running roughly, and seeming to lose power by the mile. By the time we were outside of the city of Oklahoma City, the truck completely died. It settled to the side of the road without a sound. You could turn the engine key and the engine would not turn over. There was not a sound. It was completely dead. My husband, in his most matter-of-fact way, simply announced, "I believe it has given up the ghost." He got out of the truck and began to walk away from the truck, praying, I'm sure, because we were at a point where we could not have paid a tow truck if one had appeared miraculously by the side of the road at that moment. We had used up all our resources, and we were just trying to get to the other side of the country. At that point, after having so much of a fight to get where we were and still halfway across the country and stranded once again, I found myself reaching into the depths of my being, and I literally cried out, half crying and half screaming, to the Lord in prayer. With my husband walking outside the side of the road of the truck, I cried out, God, you made the entire universe and all the stars in the sky. You can fix this truck. And by faith, at that very moment, I leaned over and turned the key in the ignition, which caused the engine to jump to life. I jumped out of the truck, screamed toward my husband, and said, God, fix the truck. He came running back. He hopped in the truck, and we drove all the way to Florida. And I know to this day it was the intervention of God, without a doubt. But at that moment, faith had risen up in my heart beyond what I could see. As far as we could see, we had no hope. That truck had been fixed multiple times to the point of having the engine replaced, and it was now as dead as a doornail. But God intervened, and somehow by that His grace, I knew He was a provider and our caretaker. He promised to be our provision, and I knew and was fully persuaded He was able to do what He had promised. And He did it right there before our very eyes. But we had to believe what we did not see, and as a result, we saw what we believed. And we know that was God's grace responding to faith at that moment. I encourage you today, be a person who walks by faith and not by sight. Be like Abraham, who was fully persuaded that God was able to keep His word and do what He had promised. God bless you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.